thank you very much. I would like to stress numerous points that we mentioned yesterday, but I would like to respond with greater clarity. We, as a state, currently have show a respect for the rights of migrants. Our focus is on protection and protection of the rights of the migrants. We respect the principle of non-refoulement. There is no migrant detention. There is no detention when they are illegal migrants. There are therefore no migrant detention centers. So what we have created is reception centers, welcome centers. We're building one with permanent structures in Dunlea. We can receive some 200 people per day. They are registered. They're given medical attention, psychological attention, other basic needs are addressed as well. We don't charge fines for legal entry. And so they do want to be registered because they're given a document that allows them to be in our country for 5 days legally. This allows them to go through the 100 kilometers to the El Salvadoran border or the 700 kilometer to any of the borders with Guatemala in order to avoid abuse or risks along these paths. We provide the Honduran Transport Division has provided services so that it's not any old bus that transport them, and so that they aren't price gouged. Prices have been set, a maximum of $30, and they're given temporary permits. This allows the buses to not stop at any location, any old location, any old bus stop. That limits abuse, including from police and any other source. We have coordinated this with the National Institute for Migration. We have prepared a package of reforms to the law on migration. We also plan to have a new law on migration and foreigners that would regulate not just the situation that we're seeing on a daily basis, 500,000 people entering from Nicaragua, but also other provisions as well. You asked about the difference between illegal migrants, or irregular ones that are coming through, and those that are staying. We do think that a migrant that is coming through an airport from El Salvador, Guatemala, with the intention of remaining in the country, and those that are merely want to move through our territory as quickly as possible. So these situations are being borne in mind in order to not levy fines before the amnesty, that is, but I think that this is being proposed for a permanent law. Thank you very much.